Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Rajvidya, Rajguhya Yoga, a royal secret, something which is so close to me but is unknown to me. Something which is very close to me is my own self. And that is one thing is very difficult for me to understand what my self is. And therefore it is the royal secret. It's right there, but I can't understand. So Bhagavan explained in this that everything is because of me, everything is within me, and everything is happening with my presiding over it. This Prakriti presided by me creates all these multitude of beings and then dissolves back into me. And this continues. However, I, being the part of this Prakriti, cannot recognize my connection, my relationship with the one who presides over this Prakriti and sends forth this multitude of beings, including me. So the whole chapter is to explain what is that relationship-less relationship is. I don't see any connection, but I realize there is something other than me who has the control over myself and this world. So Bhagavan basically explained that because of my identification with the lower self as I consider me, and with that associated with my desires, takes away this connection with myself and my higher self. So we have seen that therefore we fail to recognize Bhagavan when we see him manifesting as human beings or other beings. You know. So the last group of verses we have seen, it says, Ananyaha chintayantaha mam ye janaha pariyupasate tesam nitya vyaktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. My entire life right now is divided into two pursuits. Things which I don't have, I want to acquire them. And then once which I acquire, I want to preserve it. That's all my life is. So Bhagavan says, because I'm so preoccupied by these two, I want to acquire things I don't have, you know, preserve which I have acquired, that I cannot think about my own self, my higher self. I have no time left for thinking about it because I'm just in my day-to-day life. My pursuit of my life is to acquire things which I don't have and preserve which I would have acquired. If someone else take care of me, then I think I can take care of. Then I can think of. That's why we always think, when I'll retire, then I'll think about God. I'll think about all these spiritual practices when I'll retire. Because right now I'm so busy in this yogakshema, making money, acquiring things. So our standard excuse is, I'm so engaged in this world of activities that spirituality is something I can only do if somebody relieves me from this. In our olden system, my children will take over and then I will relax and I'll do whatever. Someone has to take over my responsibilities, which I'm doing right now, so that I can then focus on something. So in the verse 22, as we have seen, Bhagavan says, I can take over that responsibility. If you think that after that you can think about me. He says, one ananyaha chintayantaha mam ye janaha pariyupasate. One who worships me without thinking of anything else. In other words, one who is identified with me without identifying with anything else. All his activities are now done by me. Tesam nitya abhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamiham. For them, I take care of the things which they have not acquired, or the status or the knowledge which they have not acquired, and that which they have acquired so far, I'll preserve it. And from a seeker's point of view, as I said last time, you know, the worldly point of view, we have things to acquire and things to preserve, but from an individual seeker, what we have not acquired is identification with him. So, ananya chinta, if I constantly can think about me as his manifestation, because all I have right now is an intellectual appreciation, I come to the logical conclusion that this world could not have been created by someone other than God. This world could not have been created from any material other than God's own self, because there was no other material was existing or could have existed before that. And therefore this world is nothing but his own self manifesting in this multitude of manifestations. I come to that logical conclusion, therefore I have an intellectual appreciation that myself cannot be different than his self. But what I'm lacking is my experience of that oneness. That is something I have to acquire. That is the yoga which I'm seeking. Kshema is that the appreciation which I have already got through my intellectual pursuits. My logical thinking, I have come to the conclusion that yes, there cannot be anything other than God which can exist. I have to preserve that, because if I lose that, then I'm starting from square one. So Bhagavan says, the one who constantly think about me, I'll preserve what you already have acquired, and I'll obtain what you have not acquired. Yoga kshema vahami. Now it becomes my responsibility. And therefore we call it a divine grace. In all our efforts, even in life, we know that I may put all the efforts, I may choose the right field, I may choose everything, but in the end there is something which is not in my control, which we call it a divine grace. For my endeavors to succeed, there is some intangible factor which requires, so that even though everything put together, there may not be a success if that is lacking. We call that as a divine grace. This divine grace, Bhagavan says, if you leave it to me, I will take care of that. You do your part and I will take care of the rest. Therefore, there are stories about, you know, the mumukshus, those who want to achieve moksha, if they're too intensely anxious about getting moksha, well, they can't get moksha. But one who gives up and says, it is up to the Bhagavan to give me the moksha. The story about the Narad goes to these two devotees, and both were, you know, meditating under a tree, and Narad passing by, so they say, well, Naradji, you are very close to Narayana, so can you just find out from him whether we will achieve his presence, we will achieve Narayana. Naradji says, I can find out. So when he came back, those two were still meditating. The first one says, so did you find out? I say, yes. Bhagavan said that you will achieve moksha, but it will take you as many leaves on this tree, that many lives to get you that. It was a neem tree, so there are so many leaves. The guy just stopped right there and said, okay, what is the point? It's going to take that many lives. The second guy, he went to second guy. Second guy asked the same question. Did Bhagavan say, am I going to get the moksha? And he said, yes. But, he said, I don't want to hear but. All I wanted to know whether I am getting the moksha or not. And if Bhagavan says I am getting moksha, I am fine. He said, but listen to me when. He said, I don't care. I just want to hear whether I will get a moksha or not. And he achieves moksha instantaneously. Because he has no anxiety. All he wanted assurance that I will get moksha. So Bhagavan said, those who give up their and say, okay, as long as I understand that myself and his self is one, someday I will achieve that experience. And you leave it to me, you will achieve. But I will say, yeah, I am doing all of that and then I don't know when this will happen. Then Bhagavan said it will take eons before you. The next three verses will use explanations. that how this works. It's a api anya devata bhakta yajante sraddhayanvitaha tiyapi mameva kunteya yajanti avidhipurvakam. He said, well, what happens? Well, if I don't have that faith, or if I don't have that understanding that the Lord is the one who is all-pervading, and He is the one who is manifesting in all different forms, and therefore myself and His self is one, I'll achieve that. But I actually think that worshipping this Saraswati, I'll get the knowledge, and worshipping Lakshmi, I'll get this. Bhagavan said, that's fine too. Even through Lakshmi, you are worshipping me alone. Even through Saraswati, you are worshipping me alone. In other words, some people say, I believe in just good actions. I don't believe in all of that. All I believe is good karma, good action. Live your life happily and good way, and that's it. Bhagavan says, that also you are worshipping me alone. That motivation to act rightfully in this world, that capacity to work, is also coming from me alone. So you are one way or other, you are just worshipping me. It's like if there is a, we have to pay taxes to IRS, federal government, and you live in Richmond, you pay to the Pennsylvania branch, and somebody pays to a New York branch, and somebody pays to, eventually federal government says, whatever branch you pay, it all comes to me alone. I said, no, I don't believe in Pennsylvania branch. I'll go to New York and be there. He said, don't fight over it. Eventually, it all comes to me. Bhagavan said, no matter who you think you are worshipping, you know, wherever your identification is, I only believe in arts. I only believe in actions. I only believe in that. He said, that's fine. You're ultimately only worshipping me. Because even that ability to produce art, is ability to enjoy art, ability to make money, ability to enjoy, it's all comes from me. Therefore, indirectly, you're only worshipping me, except avidhi purvakam, not in an appropriate manner. If I want to achieve something and I go from a four different ways, you say, it is possible. If I want to go to New York from here, it is possible that I know the route and I'll take 95 and go there. If I do not know, I may go first Petersburg and then go to Florida and then come back and go. It is possible to do that. But that's not the right way to go to New York. Yajante avidhi purvakam. That is the only difference. One who has understood this fact that myself and his self is one and he is worshipping me, he is a direct shortest route. One who has not understood, he is also coming to me, but he is coming from the longer route. That's about it. The next he says, Aham hi sarva yagnanam bhokta cha prabhu revachan. Why is that? He says, no matter what you do, you are worshipping me. He says, because Aham hi sarva yagnanam bhokta cha prabhu revachan. I am the enjoyer of all yagnas and also Prabhu, presiding deity. Every yagna, yagna means it's a pursuit to achieve something, pursuit to unite with something, something which I don't have and something I want. All the activities which I am performing in this life is an yagna after all. I am the doer, the field of actions, and the presiding deity of that field, and the result coming out of it. You see, all, no matter what field you are working, you are only acting in a field where I am the presiding deity. Without this consciousness, nothing happens. Consciousness is the presiding deity of all the actions, you know. And consciousness is the enjoyer of all the actions. I can only enjoy the fruits of my actions as long as I'm alive. I may be making all the money, but when it times come to enjoy, if I'm not there, I'm gone. Then obviously I'm not there. So as long as I'm conscious, I can enjoy all the fruits of my actions. As long as I'm conscious, I can perform all the actions. So any yagna which is taking place, Bhagavan says, I am the enjoyer, I the consciousness, I the self is the enjoyer and also the presiding deity. Natumam abhijananti tatven ataha javanti te. But not knowing this fact, not knowing my essence of myself, when I say myself and also the Supreme Self, not knowing the essence of it, I fall. Those who do not know this in essence, even though putting all the efforts, even though with all the good intentions, they do not achieve what they are looking for. They fall in essence, they fail in their goal. Now what is our goal? Our goal in life is to achieve bliss and happiness. No matter which way you look at it, in the end it comes down to, I want to feel good about it. I want to be happy. Now I'll be in a peace, no disturbance. But Bhagavan said, because me not understanding the basic fact, I put my efforts and then the results do not come as per my liking, I get disappointed, dejected, and then lose my enthusiasm toward. And therefore, the chavantite, then because of this lack of the basic understanding, in spite of all the good intentions and good actions, they fall. That's the only downside of not realizing that He is the Lord of all the beings. It's a yanti devavrataha devan. Pitrunyanti pitruvrataha. Bhutani yanti bhutejya. Yanti madhyajino pima. The most logical thing we can understand is, wherever I put my effort, I will achieve success in that field. I can't go to architecture school and expect to come out being a doctor. So whatever I pursue, I will achieve. Whatever I will pursue sincerely, in a right field, in a right manner, I will achieve that. So all my efforts right now is in the field of devas. And we have seen several times that devas comes from the root deva, to illumine. What is illuminating my world? My senses. I just went to eye doctor and he said, I have a cataract on the right eye. And we have a complete panic in our house because, oh, what happens if I can't see? And I say, look, I'm an architect. It's so important for me to see colors correctly. And he said, well, thank God you don't have cataract in both eyes. So my world of these colors, which I'm so proud of, that and these forms which I create, is basically is illuminated my sense of sight. You know, same thing with music. Well, I enjoy music, and yesterday I said, well, they are not singing in Sur, and I think they are missing Tal and whatever. Because of my sense of ear. If I can't hear, which I'm losing my hearing to, so I'm very aware what happens, that there is not, I cannot, my world of sound will be gone when my ears cannot hear, my world of sight will be gone, my eyes cannot see correctly. So he said, when this world of the senses, which is my senses illuminating the world which I am aware of, if I pursue that, I will achieve that. When I practice music, I excel in music. When I practice architecture, I excel in architecture. And if I don't pursue the field which any of them, then basically I will not be excelling in any of them. So those who pursue this world of senses, in other words, the world which you and I live in, he said, they will get success in that. They will achieve that. Devavrataha yanti devan. Devoted to the devas, in other words, the world of the senses, they will achieve that. Pitru yanti pitruvrataha. Now your traditional sense, he says, those who worship ancestors will achieve world of ancestors. We all know that we all live in a different world. My world is different than yours, your world is different than his world is different. Because we have our own identifications and spheres of actions. Even though we think we all live in Richmond and we all, on a Sunday morning, comes here, my world is very different than yours and yours. In the same way, the world of devas is very different, which is illuminated by this. And the world of ancestors is very different. See, we still talk about our founding fathers have done this, and therefore there's the latest time said, is the constitution makes any sense anymore? Is it relevant at all? because the founding fathers had no idea what the world is going to be 200 years from now. They didn't have iPod, they didn't have Blackberries, these things didn't exist. But I still think that there is a value in appreciating what my founding fathers did. The principles on which they founded this country is very solid, in which we are saying the life, liberty and pursuit of happiness. And that's still valid, and therefore we say no, it is valid. One who believes in this and works very hard to preserve these values which are established by my ancestors, they will achieve the Dev Pitruloka. They will achieve that beauty of that ancestral wisdom and ancestral values. And those who do not believe in it, they will not be able to do this. Well, even we say, well, we need to preserve our Indian culture, we need to preserve our language, we need to preserve this. Those who believe in that will preserve that. Those who can't, they will not enjoy the beauty of that. Pitruvrata Pitruloka. Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya. Bhuta, Gujarati Bhut means the ghost, you know. But Bhuta is the being, you know. That which has an existence is the Bhuta. Our world, the Bhuta, is all the things and beings which we see is the world of Bhuta. You know. Those who pursue that, how this thing is made, how does my TV work, how does my Blackberry work, is the world of my beings. Those who pursue this physical sciences will make the progress in the physical sciences. They will understand how this world works. So all our scientists, including Einstein, all they have done is try to understand the workings of this universe. They achieved that knowledge. And now, basing on that knowledge, you can utilize for your benefit to achieve what you are looking for, is happiness. Therefore, previously we used to all these wires to make a phone call. Well, I can now carry my BlackBerry in my pocket without any wires and go anywhere and make a phone call. Because we understood how this world of wireless communication or the... See, those who pursue that physical sciences, they will achieve the success in that. So the devas, those who are pursuing the world of the senses, basically all artists. The artists follow the world of the sight and sound and touch, and he achieved the success in that. Those who are in the cultural values and the cultural identity and cultural beauty, well, they will achieve that. And those who believe in this physical science and say, well, best thing, the way to improve the quality of life for people is to find out how to make the use of the science the most. Well, they will achieve that. So different types of people will pursue different fields to achieve the same goal, which is to make my life peaceful, happy and blissful. They will achieve their limited success in that field only. A scientist may not become an artist. An artist may not become a scientist. Cultural value person will not become a scientist. However, you see, there is one field where you can achieve all of it at the same time. Madhya Jinopimam. In a same manner, the one who sees me as the totality will achieve the totality. When I see that the science and religion are not different, culture and my spirituality is not different, you know. My world, the physical world and spiritual, not different. And when I can synchronize all of that into one world for me, Bhagavan said, you will achieve that. One who has realized that myself and his self is one and the same. Therefore, any world which I can experience through my senses, through my understanding, through my value for the cultures, is all one and the same. He said he will achieve that Madhya Jinopima. And then last verse which you have seen, which I just touched on, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tat Aham Bhakti Apruhat Asnami Prayatatmanaha. So now we say, well, all these things I understood, but I require all these tools to achieve success. And in the olden days, it was given out as rituals. You want to achieve this, you have to do this yagna. You have to achieve this, you have to do this yagna. You have to achieve this, you have to do this yagna. And where the common man used to feel that he is not capable of doing this, therefore he will not be achieving this. And we actually do the same thing even today. We understand all that, and in the end we say, this is good for Swamiji. For me, I have an office next door. Monday morning, I have to worry about it. Swamiji don't have to make sure that there is a payroll to be done, you know, and then business to be achieved. And so very good for Swamiji. You know. So we think that we don't have the tools to achieve this thing. But Bhagavan said, you don't need any tools. You know. All you need is your devotion and your commitment. And then everything will fall in place. Because I'll accept that and yogakshema vahamiyam. Then I'll take care of all your yogakshema. They said, patram pushpam phalam toyam. I still have to offer something to Bhagavan to show my commitment. Swamiji gave example that little children, when they are playing with their parents, they say, Mom, I'm giving you your gift. They will just take it from Mom, give it to Mom as a gift, and Mom very gladly accept. Feels very good that, look, my child has such a great value that he thought about me. And Mom feels very good. Because Mom in that act sees the intention of the child and the love for her. Bhagavan is the same way. When you take from my own world an offering back to me, I see your commitment and I see your love for me. Therefore, you take anything from my own world, patram, puspam, phalam, toyam, whatever, leaf, flower, fruit, or water. In those days, this was probably common to anybody. Anybody can go to the jungle from a tree, can take a leaf or a fruit or something and offer. So that was available to everybody. Brings down the common denominator so low that nobody can claim that it's not available to me. Whatever your ability, you come down to that, take that and offer it to me, and I'll accept that. In other words, he takes away all the excuses we can come up with intellectually and say, why I'm not doing it. Whatever, if you say that I have only 10 seconds in 1 year, well, offer me the 10 seconds of your life, and I'll accept that.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.